Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Justy.
And together we're losing it. We've each lost over 100 pounds with the help of diet, exercise, and breaking bad habits. And I also had weight loss surgery in 2020.
And I recently had skin removal surgery.
We're just sharing our journey and what we've learned throughout the process.
And we're not doctors, so if you have any medical questions, reach out to your doctor.
Welcome back, friends. We are here for another episode. We took a slight break. Justy was a traveling lady. She went to Amsterdam and is back now and was sick, so it wasn't all roses for her. She had a little sickness and then a trip, and we just kind of got set behind, but we're back. And we're going to talk about a topic that's been kind of like weighing on both of us, literally weighing on both of us. And it's kind of the clean plate mentality, or the clean plate club, I like to say, that I've been a member of since childhood. Just the thought that we have to eat everything that's on our plate, like not wasting food, or not realizing what portion sizes we should have. And one of the things that Justy and I learned a long time ago, way before I even had weight loss surgery, was portion and just eating until satisfied, not eating until you're like, you have that feeling of full, but just until you're satisfied. And before I had weight loss surgery, I did a challenge, and it's something that came from another podcast that Justy and I listened to, Corinne Crabtree. I know we've mentioned her before, but I started leaving just two bites behind, and I did it to the point where I actually took a picture of every meal that I left two bites behind on and put it all into like a collage. So instead of just finishing the plate, I would leave two bites behind, and I took a picture, two bites of breakfast, take a picture, two bites of lunch, and so on, until I had like this collage of just the two bites. And when you put it all together, it's like, it's a lot of food. So over the course of a week, that is a lot of food. So if you can save yourself that, I think it's, you know, I'm kind of up for my two bite challenge again, to be honest, because I've been finding myself, and this is how, what made me think about this topic. And I mentioned to Justy, I meal prep every week, and I meal prep based off of recipes because I write them for the membership group I'm in, Berry Nation, and I lead classes there. And I write the recipe based off of what I think my portion should be, what I typically can eat. But I think what I'm getting away from is that I've written the recipe for this portion size because it's what I should be able to eat, but I'm not always hungry for what that portion is, yet mm-hmm. I'm finishing it because that's my portion. And because I'm so hell-bent on hitting a protein goal that, well, I'm not going to get my 27 grams of protein that is in this recipe if I don't eat the whole thing. So it's kind of like I'm getting, my mind has gotten distorted with it. And it's a little bit frustrating to me. Before we hopped on here, we were both saying that we are stuck in this realm of, while my goal weight was 165 and I don't want to get hung up on a number, it just becomes frustrating because I'm hovering at 180 and I can't seem to kick this 180 thing, no matter how much I work out, no matter how clean I eat. I hate the word clean, but like, you know, not really eating junk food or sugar. It doesn't even matter whether I do or don't. It's still this like 5 pound range that I don't want to be at. Even mm-hmm. though I feel healthy, my clothes still fit well. I get stuck in it. And so I think a part of my problem is eating for the sake of it being on my plate. And ever since I was a child, and I know Justy, you've gone through some of this too, and I don't fault my parents, but we weren't allowed up from the table until our plate was clean. And there were some things that I legit just didn't like, and I still don't, asparagus being one of them. Cannot stand asparagus. I can't stand the smell of them. I'll cook them. I don't even like the smell of it while it's cooking. I'll cook it for my family because they love it. I don't like it. I'll never like it. I'm never going to clean my plate of asparagus. It's just not going to happen. And I get it as a child. Children can be picky. I see that now. I deal with that on a daily. But it's not even about that anymore. It's not about being picky. I don't blame my parents for having us clean our plate because there's four of us and we're on a budget and like, eat your food, kid. But the fact, like just the thought of having to clean the plate and having to do that since you were a kid, it sticks with you. Like, you're not allowed up mm-hmm. from the table till your plate is done. And so I don't know if you had, had talked before about your dad and his portion sizes and your distorted reality of portion size from that. So I'll let you kind of chime in with that and then we'll dig more into the topic.
Yeah. So I wasn't really, my parents didn't like not let me get up from the table, but we just always had really big portions compared to what I know is right for me now. And I just remember my father, he really only ate one day or one time a day, but he would eat like huge portions. And so in my mind, I thought that's kind of what was normal, I guess. We also like, I mean, we're from Texas and it's Southern. So we didn't have, I didn't grow up eating fish on a regular basis or, you know, a lot of different varieties of vegetables and that sort of thing. It was meat, potatoes, steak, chicken and dumplings, fried chicken, you know, all of that stuff, which is great in moderation, but that was kind of the base of our meals. And so, so I think it was just like a distorted idea of what healthy is and what portion size is. So like Steph said, we have worked for years, I have definitely, to figure out what is the right size of food for me. But I still will, I was just saying, when I was in Amsterdam, I had a hamburger and French fries. And normally I would just know that I can only eat about half the hamburger, maybe a little bit more and a few fries, but I finished it because I was paying like 40 euro. And I was like, this is an expensive hamburger and I need to eat it. At the end of the day, it's either going to go in my body or go in the trash. Like, what do I want more? I'm still spending the 40 euro, right? So what's going to be better for what I want most in life was probably to throw it away. You know, the whole starving kids in Africa thing that we grew up with.
Yeah, and it's such a struggle to throw food away, but it's waste either way. You're just going to poop it out. Like, what's the difference? And put the weight on and, you know, absorb the calories from it. So
you froze on me there for a second, but, so also, you know, I kind of did the same thing that Steph did. I didn't take pictures of it, but I literally put, the two bites in a Ziploc bag and kept it in the freezer. And then at the end of the week, I had like this big ass bag that was probably about 2000 calories worth of food, if you were to add it up, that I didn't eat. And so just by not finishing my plate and just eating, you know, until that two bites, and I left two bites of each thing. So it wasn't just only two bites. It was two bites of my protein, two bites of my whatever, whatever, and whatever. So, so yeah, that, I think we get in this thing where for me, especially, it's like, oh, well, just one more bite is okay. And then one more, and then one more. And then before I know it, I'm finishing a whole meal that I wouldn't have finished, you know, back when I was really kind of losing weight pretty rapidly. So, you know, we make excuses for that just because our brains haven't changed. We've just managed it better. Yeah. So our thoughts haven't changed.
And I heard this term a little while ago, listening to another podcast, they called it a volume eater. And I 100% was a volume eater. It wasn't about, it didn't matter what it was, whether it was healthy, it could be a salad, it could be fried chicken, it could be chicken and dumplings. It didn't matter what it was. I just wanted it in large quantities. Yeah. And one of the fascinations with like getting Chinese food, they give you this gigantic, you get the meal, you know, with the rice and everything, and it's gigantic. Like, I could never imagine eating that whole thing. Now we've referenced, you know, Chinese takeout 100 times, I swear, but I could never imagine eating that now. But before, I would smash that whole container and then some. But right now I look at it, just the portion of rice alone, I'm like, there's no way I could eat that. I would make myself sick eating that. So it's like, I was truly a volume eater. It was like, where can I get the most bang for my buck? And sometimes it would be ordering two meals from a fast food place or a meal and then like a side of nuggets. Like, that's not a side. Nuggets are the side. Nuggets are the meal. Or like going to a buffet. You won't catch me at a buffet now. But
no, it's not worth my money.
Buffet. Yeah, because you could like, and you can go back up for seconds and thirds. Now that's like a volume eater's paradise. So, you know, but I really loved hearing that term volume eater because it clicked with me. I was like, oh yeah, absolutely. It was almost like you said, seeing your dad's huge portion, like that's normal. It is normal. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of Americans eat that way, where it's like, where can, and you're from Texas, where can I get the largest portion that I can get?
The biggest. Everything's nice. Bigger and better.
Everything's when you think bigger about in Texas. Yeah.
We grew up in the supersized world, right? So when we were kids, it was, oh, supersized for 50 cents or whatever. So it was like, get the large Coke, get the large fry, get the extra Whopper, whatever it was. And that's just so, that's such an unhealthy mindset, because when you think about it, you're a volume eater, but you can't eat volume anymore.
Right.
But our stomachs, for those of us who didn't have surgery, we can shrink and expand our stomachs as well. So even if you're eating the big, you know, huge bowl of salad and it's healthy, it's still expanding your stomach. And so if you're doing that and eating, and like, I always drink like a whole ass glass of water, and I used to drink a pop with it. Like, that's expanding your stomach. And so the next time, your stomach is going to need that fullness, and it's just going to keep expanding and expanding. If you stop at a reasonable time, if you don't feel full when you eat, then your stomach isn't going to expand.
Right.
And if you slowly take a bite or two away, or wait, you know, like you do with bariatric surgery, wait 30 minutes before you drink water, or drink water 30 minutes before, that sort of thing, then you can actually shrink your own stomach, and you won't need as much volume to feel satisfied and full, you know?
Right. Yeah. And yeah. I think that while it's a bariatric practice, it certainly could be an everybody practice.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. that's, you ever see like the hot dog eating contest that they do? Mm-hmm. And you'll see the guy mm-hmm. like actually dunk the hot dog in water, like the little Asian mm-hmm. guy that went, like, how, first of all, where is he putting these 65 hot dogs? But right. he would like dunk it in water, and then they would drink mm-hmm. water in between, because it helps to like pack more down and like fill it
right.
up. And like, they really expanded their stomach. So it's the same mm-hmm. kind of thing. If you leave that water out, or whatever it is you're drinking out, especially if you're drinking like a soda or carbonation, because that's
right.
filling as well. Any of that that you drink with it is also helping, while it passes through faster, it's helping to, you know, help to expand your stomach and fill your stomach up. So if you truly just eat to your stomach's volume, and what it is without any liquid or anything else, like per meal, then I think mm-hmm. you're right. I think it's almost like you're training the size of your stomach versus mm-hmm. like, for me, I don't have a choice, because mm-hmm. my stomach was, you know, it's only going to expand so far. But,
I think there's another thing that I was thinking about earlier, was I feel like, and maybe, I don't know, I'm not a doctor or a psychologist, whatever, but when you eat food, at least for me, when I eat food, it releases dopamine, and that is a happy chemical, right? And I always ate food too much. So I think I associated a full, uncomfortable tummy with that happy feeling as well. Even though they're two separate things, I think I associated that with each other. So I felt like I had to be full in order to be full, in order to be... in order to have enough food. But in reality, when we feel full, like, you know, that just like feeling where you're not going to do cartwheels after dinner, that's your body saying you ate too much, bitch. Like, right. you ate too much. And then we do it over and over and over again and feel sick. And all we got to do is eat a little bit less and teach ourselves to like be proud of leaving some food instead of afraid of throwing food away. Cause like you said, it's going to be poop, or it's going to go in the trash. Either way,
right. it's waste,
you know,
one way or right. the other.
What choice is better for your future self?
Right.
Probably throwing it away. And right. if you do it right, you can get a whole nother portion out of it. So it's right. not
exactly.
being wasteful. You know what I mean? Like exactly. It was funny you mentioned Chinese food. I got home from Amsterdam, and I typically don't buy groceries like for the week before I go. I just sort of clean house. So I didn't have any groceries, and I kind of was just pretty jet lagged. So I did get Chinese food, but I had some that night. I had it the next day for lunch, and I had it the next day for dinner. When before, and so that $20 of Chinese food gave me three meals. When before, it gave me one meal, and I felt like shit. And then I would have to buy more meals. So people say eating healthy is more expensive, but it's really not.
Really not.
You
yeah.
don't have to have all this specialty, this and that, and low this and low that. You just have to eat less of it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. And I did the same thing. I got Chinese probably about a month ago, and I had posted on Instagram about it that I got it. I ate my portion. I put the rest away. Do you know it was like 3 days later before I even went back to it? And I went back to it. I had another portion and then I just threw the rest away because it was just too much. It was entirely too much. And it wasn't by any stretch of the imagination. I like the boneless ribs and rice and pork fried rice. Like that's just like it's like a comfort, like Chinese meal thing for me. It's my favorite. But it is not. It's not really good. It's not one of those things you want to eat multiple times a week. So I did have it a second time just because I was like, well, I'm not going to have this again for a while. I know it's going to be probably 6 months or more before I see that again. So I ate one more portion and then I threw the rest away. I'm like, well, I mean, I don't have, nothing says I have to eat it.
Right. Yeah.
And there was something else. Oh, I meal prepped this week. And because I had to take breakfast with me on the go one day, I made overnight oats because I had some stuff to do in the morning, appointment, whatever. And I couldn't take the, I made bell pepper egg cups and I couldn't take that with me. So I did the overnight oats take with me, which meant that I had one left over, like an extra one for the week. And I was like, huh. I came home one day and I had already had from the gym and I had already had like, again, twice I did it overnight oats in the week. And I already had that, but I was hungry. And I was like, well, what can I have? And I started looking for a snack. And I was like, I have this extra like bell pepper egg cup in there, which is like 200 calories, super low calories because it was egg whites and turkey sausage and bell peppers, which were next to no calories. And I ate that instead. It was like a second breakfast, truly. But I had like worked out. I'd already done like 100 things during the day before, and it was like 11 o'clock. So it wasn't quite like, I wasn't ready for lunch yet, but I was kind of like a second breakfast. But it's funny because like that portion was like a breakfast portion of me, but I was really hungry. So I had like two breakfasts that day, but I didn't eat it to the point where I was stuffed. So it's like, I go back and forth. Sometimes I truly do mindfully eat like that. Like think rather than go for like peanut butter crackers or like a snack in there to get me by until lunch, I eat the egg white bell pepper cups, but I also didn't eat them until I felt like, you know, stuffed and like, not like I can't do cartwheels, like you said. Right. So sometimes I think that way, but a lot of times I think to myself, well, I don't want to waste the food. And so I eat it anyway. So I think we really need to, we're pretty good at holding each other accountable or like messaging each other or whatever. So I think this is the point where we probably could take the reins on that and start to cut back on our portions a bit and see if that helps us. And me, my bariatric brain automatically goes to, well, I'm going to be cutting out the protein that I'm supposed to be getting. But like, I also have protein shakes. So what, bitch, that's 30 grams right there. Just drink one of those. You'll be fine.
If you look at what you eat in a day, I'm sure there are bites of non-protein stuff that you can substitute. You know what I mean? So that's kind of what I've been doing too. It's like, well, okay, I need to get protein because I am being really physically active lately. And so I guess I don't need to eat this whole potato. I'm going to cut it in half, eat half a potato, even eat half of that just so I can have room for all the protein that I need. And like you said, a protein shake. I got the Seek, I think it's SEEQ protein shakes. And there it's a clear protein. So it's more like a juice.
Okay.
I don't even know what flavor I got. I think it was fruit punch. And that's just so nice for me because it feels fresh instead of that heavy, milky protein shake, I guess. So I really like that because I just put that in one of my waters and then I know I'm getting some protein. So I really have been liking that a lot lately, especially now that it's getting warmer outside. I just don't like that heavy, milky feeling in my stomach. You know what I mean?
You'll have to send that's really me that. Helpful. Send me that because where you got it or whatever, because I've had protein water before, but I've when I was like newly post-op and man, I choked it down. So if you have one that you like, because we do have similar tastes, I would definitely try that. But yeah, I'm the same way. I use the shakes mostly for like making a ninja creamy or like after I ran last night while at Chelsea's soccer practice. There's paths there, so we'll run for half of her practice and then watch the other half. And I ran, and after I ran, I drank a shake because we don't get home for dinner until like 8 o'clock, and then by the time I make it, we're eating at like 8:30. So I'll drink a shake then, so that way I'm also mm-hmm. getting like some recovery. But I'm really trying to just dial into that. Like, you and I both, well, you always were really pretty routine, although over like the holidays and stuff we slacked a bit with like mm-hmm. working out and everything. Weather just got the best of us and not wanting to do it. But now we're like in our season, and now we are yeah. like, I mean, I was just saying I had like 7 workouts last week, because some days, like yesterday, I had 2. I went to the gym and did body pump, and then I ran last night. So some days I have 2 workouts, but I had 7 workouts last week. And I felt great doing all of it. A lot of it I got to do outside, so that's awesome. But like, how are we nourishing our body after that? Because you can't just do mm-hmm. all these workouts and not take care of yourself. So it's kind of a fine right. line, like nourishing your body, feeding your body, but also not overeating. So it's
and not using your workout as an excuse, like yes, not saying, oh, exactly. well, I worked out today, so I can have this or that.
Cookies. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so like that's the hard part that I'm trying to figure out. And we, I talked to Kim Tirapelli before, and she's, you know, I'll always like tag her in a post of something I ate, and you know, post-workout, pre-workout, whatever. And she's like, great job getting, and she'll name off all the, you know, you got your protein, you got your replenishing mm-hmm. your carbs and your hydration. So I channel my inner Kim and try to think of like, what would Kim say based on, you know, this meal or this, whatever I'm having. So trying to really work that in, because we're on like information overload. I feel like most of the time mm-hmm. you hear, especially in the world of like social media and the accounts that we follow, and we really truly do only try to follow accounts that are either like weight loss related or people on the journey or people that work out a lot. We try to follow a lot of that just so we can stay up on trends or, you know, like just different things or learning new things. And it's just this overload of information. So you don't know if you're doing the right thing, but what we do know is that we feel good. But we're stuck right. in this weight that we don't necessarily want to be at. So I don't know. Our minds play tricks on us. But I think if we're really looking back, and I'll tap into the mind of another expert that we had when we had Jeannie Boyer on, and we talked about Regain. She said the first thing that she has people do is start, you know, tracking things, just tracking, not even like tracking to the point where you're putting all your calories in, but like at least writing down what you have just for the accountability piece. And I think yeah. that's something that if we're really truly feeling stuck in this 180s for me, 190s for you, like what can we do if we really want to try to break it? So I think we can be mindful about everything that we're eating, but then also maybe not eating the whole portion of it, because, you know, we can get yeah. by with. We know we can.
Yeah. And I know that I can get by with a little bit less. I was even telling Steph earlier this morning, I had like a sandwich, and I normally like will have like an egg with some avocado in the morning, maybe a piece of toast, something like that. But I made this sandwich. It was really big. It got big after I put turkey and everything on it. And I was thinking to myself, I was eating it, I was like, wow, this is really a big sandwich, but I ate it anyway. I ate the whole thing anyway. I mean, it was really good, but I was like, okay, I could have left 2 bites behind. And so it's just about being aware. And we have all of this information, like you said, that comes to us every single day. You know, I'm not eating any sugar. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing that. But at the end of the day, we just have to listen to our body mm-hmm. And just be aware. And so, you know, I was aware that I could have left 2 bites behind. So tomorrow, when I make my egg sandwich, maybe I will put a fourth of an avocado instead of a whole avocado. Maybe I will put 1 egg instead of 2. Like, there's things I can do to make that portion smaller, because I'm diagnosing like what I'm doing instead of just walking through life and just doing things. Now I'm thinking about it. And it's mm-hmm. like, you know, that's how I lost my weight. I didn't lose my weight by cutting this and cutting that and counting this and counting that. I lost my weight by listening to my body mm-hmm. and nobody else, because, right. and I've even gotten fights with people, because it's like, I can have a fucking macaron every day if I want and still lose weight. It's not the sugar. It's overeating the sugar. It's overeating.
It's having 10 macarons. Yeah,
exactly. It's not being able to stop at 1. And so, you know, it's kind of like, the most important thing is listening to your body, but being aware. And I have been aware lately that I have been, you know, finishing the fries, or I have been finishing the sandwich when I could have put my fork down. So I think I'm going to do the bag thing, like where I put the food I don't eat in a bag. And at the end of the week, kind of see what that looks like.
Yeah. And I've also been using burger as a reference, because this is a good one for me. I can't eat a whole burger and a whole bun. I can't. And so, but I like to eat I don't want to just like, oh, no bun, please. I like the taste of the burger with the bun. So mm-hmm. what I typically do is take a couple bites of it with the bun, then I get rid of the bun and I eat the rest of the burger. But mm-hmm. I will say the last time I ate a burger with a bun, I think I ate most of the bun, and that's not what I normally do. So it's like you start to slip on little things like that. Mm-hmm. I haven't had buns in the house lately just because I feel like we throw them away. I wish they would sell like 2 packs of buns. Right. Like, who eats all of these burger buns unless you have a whole ass family, you know?
I have a bread factory, so I just go steal a bun.
Right, exactly. Perfect. But so I'm like, what the hell, man? Because even Isaac doesn't always want a bun. Because now mm-hmm. lately what we've been doing, funny, I have a pickup order I got to go do later. And I have burger buns on there because I go away next week. And I'm like, want to make sure there's stuff that's like easy for him to make when he gets home from work. So I have burgers, and I was like, oh, I'll pick up buns for him. We haven't had them in a while because we've been taking the La Banderita wrap and putting the mm-hmm. burger inside of that and doing it like crunch wrap style. And even that is too much for me. And I've still been eating it all. And I'm like, I don't know why. Like, why do I feel like I need to? Just because it's in front of me, why do I feel like I need to eat that? Nobody's gonna die or get pregnant because I left a quarter of my burger behind. Like, what?
Right, right. And it's just about being aware of the habits that we were doing when we were on our weight loss journey, because now we're in maintenance. I mean, obviously, you and I would both like to lose 10 pounds. I'm not super obsessed over it, but it'd be nice. And I can modify some things so that I can do that. But as the longer we're in maintenance, the easier it is for this thing. Oh, well, I'll have one more bite. Or we just kind of lose touch with what we were doing when we were losing weight. Right. And so I just don't want to get too far away from that. So, so I think my plan is going to be, well, another thing, when I portion my food, I just realized this. I portion my food when I make meals. I typically will get 4 containers and just split it into the 4 containers, no matter how much it is. But now I'm going to actually like do the cup of food that I know will fill my belly. And if that's six containers and I end up throwing 2 of them away because I'm just sick of that shit at the end of the week, that's cool. But if I portion just into the 4, I'm going to eat those 4 portions. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
And also for me too, what I did while I was losing weight, and as another habit that I need to get back to, is when I hit that point where I know I shouldn't eat the whole thing because I'm going to be too full to eat the whole thing, that's the point where I push aside the like vegetables and like carbs and just get the protein, because ultimately my goal is a protein goal. I definitely eat vegetables. I definitely eat carbs, but the goal mm-hmm. is protein. So like about halfway through, I need to start reassessing like, okay, if I'm not eating this whole thing because it's too much for me, I need to stop eating the rest of the stuff and go after the protein. And who was it? Oh man, who was I listening to? Was it Jeannie? It was another podcast, somebody on a podcast, and they said what they were, I don't remember who it was, so my apologies, but they said that they recommended that you eat your, like, so you have like protein, starch, vegetable, that it was like 3 bites of protein to every 1 bite of vegetable and starch, and then 3 bites mm-hmm. of protein, vegetable, starch. And that's how you can reach your protein goal, and not, because a lot of people might push the protein aside and let me get these potatoes and, you know, whatever the vegetable is. But it was 3 bites of protein to every 1 bite of vegetable and starch. And I kind of like that. And I need to get back to that.
That's really good. And so I think this podcast was important for us to talk through, like, what we've noticed that we're doing that we weren't doing, a couple of things that we can get back to doing or even meet halfway. Cause it's like, again, we're not wanting to lose a ton of weight anymore. So where do we need to kind of reel it back a little bit? So, cause our maintenance is about 10 pounds more than what we want it to be.
Right. Damn it,
so,
man.
So how can we do that? And then hopefully it's kind of made, you know, everybody who listens a little bit aware of, okay, what are some things I can be aware of and look at, and how am I feeling after I eat dinner? If I felt like shit and really full, it's okay. But what can I do tomorrow to eat a little bit less, or take that feeling of full and diagnose it and be like, okay, well, what foods are these and how are they feeling in my stomach? And I know that they, that seems very like, you know, Justy, all her feelings and things, but it's kind of like, you have to really listen to your body. You can't just continue to pack it full of shit all the time. And then you're wondering why you feel like shit.
Right.
Cause I literally, when I overeat, I feel like shit. I don't want to go and do anything. I just want to lay on my couch. Mm-hmm. And that's not, that's your body saying, you done me wrong, girl.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So I want to do her right, because she's awesome and she does so many things for me. So it's like, why do we want to do that to ourselves? So that's just my weird explanation in my head, the way it thinks.
No, and I think, I mean, like you said, this is the Justy and the Steph that were, you know, 300 plus pounds wouldn't be thinking that way. We would have already had a huge case of the fuckets and would have dove face first into a whole ass pizza and a half a gallon of ice cream by now, or the whole takeout, you know, Chinese food order like that. It took a lot of work to even get here to the point where we could say like, hey, I think we should do a podcast on cleaning your plate, because that's where I'm back at that. And Justy being like, fuck it. Yeah, me too. So let's do it. Whereas before we would have just been, you know, you just give up. We gave up too easily. It was too hard. But being too hard didn't get us to where we are now. Like, we're stronger than that. We fight through that. We figure out a way.
But what's also too hard, and I think people who are in an obese state right now, they don't understand that also too hard is not going up a flight of stairs, is not being able to fit in an airplane, is not putting a normal towel around you without it being a beach towel. I mean, there's so many things, and not being able to tie your shoes, not being able to go to Europe and buy a normal fucking size of pants. Like, all of that was hard too. So you've just got to pick our we got to pick our hard.
Right. Exactly.
And it's nothing's easy. That's just going to come to you. You got to pick what is important to what you want in your future. And what do you want to change, and stop with the fucking excuses. And for us, we're in maintenance, and we're both sitting here talking earlier, like, oh, I just can't seem to move the needle. But then we just came up with 10 things that we're doing that we could move the needle. So we're the same way. It's human nature to be that excuse mentality. It's just catching it and having people that you can catch it with. And that's what Steph and I do. And hopefully that's what, you know, those who listen to our podcast or follow us on Instagram, hopefully that is what we're doing for you, is just reminding you, like, hey, you gotta catch yourself. Like, are you cleaning
and
your plate every night?
And if you don't have that person, listen, if you don't have that person, you don't have a Justy or a Steph in your life, you have Justy and Steph. Like, send us a message, because we will help you to, in the words of Laura Grabo, we will help you to catch it, check it, change it, because that's exactly it. You have to be in tune with yourself enough to know where you're fucking up and what you can do to fix it. And we know that we are like cleaning our plates again, and that's not who we are.
And not beating yourself up for fucking up, using that as an opportunity to do better. So, well, I ate the whole hamburger. Well, and I feel like shit. Okay, next time, ding, ding, I'm going to eat less of a hamburger so I don't feel like shit. And I want to go dancing afterwards instead of laying on my couch.
We're not going to say like, we're just never going to eat the cheeseburger again. No, I'm going to eat a cheeseburger. Actually have some turkey burgers in the freezer right now. And now it sounds really good, but I'm just not going to eat the whole thing, because that's the size that they make for you to cook and to eat. And doesn't mean that I have to eat it. Mm-hmm. I've even gone to the point before where I've cut them in half, and I did half wrap, like half in a wrap or half on a bun, and paired it with something else. Like, I don't have to eat the whole burger, but I'm still going to eat burgers. I'm still going to eat wings. I'm still going to eat the things that I love to eat, but I just have to remind myself of what my portion is. because you start to, especially when you get to a point where you're not, like, we don't track food anymore. We don't, it's not, we don't love it. Matter of fact, we hate it. I feel too tied down with it. Justy feels too tied down with it. It's not for everybody and it's not for us. But when you get away from that, I'll do it when I have to. I'll do it. Like, I would prefer to just write down everything I had. So that way I am tracking like the five Hershey kisses or whatever it is that like out of sight, out of mind. So it doesn't count sometimes. That's how our, that's girl math, you know, nobody saw me eat them. So they don't count.
Right.
But yeah, so if I write all that stuff down, then it just, if I know like, hey, you're, if you eat this, you're writing it down, then it starts to bring that realization to you. But also like write down, I ate a whole ass burger, like put that shit down. Or I ate 3/4 of my burger. Like, which one are you going to feel good about? How does your body feel about it? So it's not always, you know, maybe my body really does want the whole burger. Maybe today's the day.
That's when, so when I did the hike, the Daffodil Flats, it was like 6 miles and like crazy elevation to go see dead flowers. But anyway, I, the person I went with and I went and had a burger afterwards and I ate the whole burger and the fries and I had a beer. I didn't feel full at all. I was like, how do I not feel full? But I hadn't, like, I did a lot of activity and I did not really eat much. We just had like a snack here and snack there. And my body needed that burger. And then my body felt good after I ate that burger.
Right. And, so there's a time and a place for the whole burger. And, but it's just not, it's not every day.
It's not, we know every it's time. It's not every time at every place.
Because we've listened to our body for long enough to know that we know, like, we'd just be lying to ourselves if we acted like we didn't know. We know.
So. Yeah. Well, let me think, another thing just popped into my head, and maybe this is a whole nother podcast, but it's also kind of like when we were in our heaviest state, I felt like everything I had to eat had to be an orgasm in my mouth. Like, it had to be delicious. It had to be like all of the stuff, the pizza, the burgers, the, you know, hot dogs on the grill, which I love. It had to be like all these things that just, you know, were so good to me, but that's not what it needs to be. Like, everything you put in your mouth does not have to be an orgasm. Like, you can, I do like 80-20. So 20% of the stuff that I eat and I plan for is really, really good shit. And the other stuff is just basic, basic bitch shit, like basic. So, you know, switching that mindset too, I think that would be a good podcast for us to do.
Yeah. And I think so, because we can definitely get more into that, because I teach, when I teach my meal prep classes, I teach that you should try to meal prep things that you're like really look forward to. Otherwise, if you're eating this for 4 days this week and it's like meh, like for example, those the egg cups that I made, they were just okay. They weren't great because I overcooked them and the bell pepper skin was like peeling off. So I was like having to peel the rest of the skin off. Like, I overcooked the peppers and the egg was done a little too much because I was worried it was underdone. And so I put it back in and then it was just, I didn't love them. But you want to know what? I ate them because I prepped them. And that was my meal for the week. But I do try to teach, like, make the things that you do make, like, you eat with your eyes. We do. If it doesn't look good, it's not going to taste as good. You know what I mean? And if it's not something like, I made this, Jussie, I have to give you the recipe. I made this sheet pan cashew chicken.
Oh, yeah.
I wish I had more. I went in there today and I was like, shit. I totally forgot I ate the last one yesterday. Like, I was looking forward to it, but I made four and I ate it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, today's Friday. And I was like, man, I don't have it. Like, I was upset I didn't have another one. It was that good. So it's kind of like, that's the kind of stuff that you, and it was so easy. That's the kind of stuff that you want to make the things that you look forward to. Because if you're just eating sweet potato, you know, roasted sweet potatoes and boiled chicken, you're going to get bored, real bored, real fast. We didn't get to being over, you know, 300 pounds or, you know, morbidly obese because we ate like boring ass food. Not most of us did. And someone out there probably did, but most of us are either chef, restaurant, or some people are like, you know, foodies. A lot of obese people are foodies. They just love food and love really good food. Well, don't stop making really good food. Just make it level healthier. It up, make it a little bit, make it a little bit more macro friendly for you, and eat it to your portion.
Control your portion.
What your body tells you it needs. No more, no less.
You can always, it's so funny too, because people are like, oh my God, like, that's not going to be enough. or someone had told me, like, because I took a cup of soup and it was just a small little cup, and they're like, that's your lunch? I'm like, yeah. Well, that's not enough. I said, well, it's enough to get me through the next like 3 or 4 hours, which is all I need, because I'm going to have another meal in 3 or 4 hours.
Right.
Like, I don't have to eat like I'm never going to eat again. Like, yeah, I can feed myself at any point in this day when I get hungry. And right. So, you know, that's another kind of mindset switch. It was like, I have to eat it all. I have to eat till I'm full. I have to eat it. It's got to be fucking delicious and full of shit that's not good for you. And now it's like, actually, no, I can eat delicious stuff, eat small amounts of it, and eat more delicious stuff when I'm hungry right. later in a few hours. And it, when I eat, for me, it's kind of like a 4 hour is usually when I'm hungry, like 4 to 5 hours. And if I'm hungry before that, it's usually just my mind, like I'm bored or whatever. So if I'm like, oh my God, I just ate an hour ago, that's some other shit going on that I got to work through.
Right. And yeah. I'm more like 2 to 3 hours or so, probably more closer to 3, I would say. And it depends. If I start cutting my portions back, it'll probably be less than that.
Yeah.
But you'll appreciate this one, the line check days, right? In the restaurant. You knew by the time you got the line check, your day went to shit after that. So you had to eat and eat fast. And so it was like you're shoving in like kids' meals. So chicken tenders, mac and cheese. Remember when we had they were really good. The frozen
ones. Mac and cheese.
That shit was delicious. And I would mix that with the mac and cheese. And you were like jamming it in your face because you were supposed to be on line check 10 minutes ago where you're going to eat more food. You would think that we didn't work in a restaurant where we could never eat again. But it was just like before that time came for line check, you knew you had to, because after that, it was doors open and you're busy.
That's
a terrible learned practice we have.
Yeah, and we also had a walk-in full of fruits and vegetables that we could have eaten whatever we wanted, but we chose the mac and cheese and chicken tenders.
Yeah.
There were plenty of people who did line check that weren't 300 pounds.
Yes.
Right? But we chose to eat the whole crab cake instead of one little bite. We chose to eat the whole egg roll instead of one. We chose to, you know, do the whole creme brulee instead of just seeing if it ran down the middle. Like our minds, the way that they used to think and the way that they think now is so drastically different, but it didn't happen overnight. And it started with us being aware of what we're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're going to reel in that awareness for sure. Right. This is where Justine and I hold each other accountable. And we say to you, reach out to us, DM us. We will help. We can be accountability buddies because we have each other. And we're very lucky for that. And we get it. Like we think the same, so we get it. If you don't have that person that thinks the same, reach out to us because we do, and we can help you walk through it. So
there is no shame,
right? And just be more aware. That's it. A little bit more awareness every day gets you to where you are, because the old us would have kept on walking right past the fact that we're eating past full, and we wouldn't even thought about it. But now it's like we're recognizing these things, and we want to get control of it. So.
Yeah. So what's next?
Ooh, I have it written down.
Good job.
So we do have part 3 to motivation. And speaking of, Justy and I have built a workshop for motivation. And so we're at a point now, we're going to get us past Mother's Day is what we discussed. Because that's Justy's, she's got to get past that for work. And I've got two work trainings that I have, plus I'm running in a Ragnar relay in New England. Once I get past that, it's Mother's Day. Justy will have her Mother's Day. After that, we're going to start to promote this workshop. We're going to do something with it. We've built it. We're ready to roll with it. So we will also record part 3 of motivation, because we already have kind of a 1 and a 2, and that'll wrap that up. And then we'll roll into this workshop. So go, if you haven't already listened to the motivation podcast that we've done, I would suggest going back and listening to the 2 that we have, and know that the next one coming will be part 3. And then after that will be kind of our workshop. So there's that. We do have a guest coming on to kind of talk about neuro pathways. We had to push that a bit. So that's probably not going to come until late summer, fall. I want to talk about maintaining weight after GLP-1. Justy and I both took Mounjaro. She took it for way less than I did, but I took it for about 8 months, and I am come next month, I'll be a year off of it. So, you know, there's just the fact that people say like, oh, when you come off, you're going to gain all your weight back. Did I have regain? Yeah. But I've been holding steady at this stupid 180, which is not where I want to be, but that's where I'm holding steady at. So yeah, you can maintain your weight after coming off of a GLP-1. So don't mm-hmm. fuck what you heard. You can do it.
Right.
It's sure. No one's saying it's easy, but none of this is easy. So I do want to do something based around that, being that it's been a year. We're going to do something coming up on setting boundaries, because mm-hmm. we, you know, that's just, it's always an issue. That's an ongoing thing. It's something that, you know, was part of Justy's goals. Well, actually both of our goals, honestly, for last year, but, hers were more so around like work and relationships. But anyway, we're going to have a whole topic about boundaries because it's a hot topic.
Well, and most people who have a weight issue, we're people pleasers, right? Yeah. So setting boundaries so that we can take care of ourselves, whether we have young children or like I'm a grandma with, you know, no kids in the house, but I do have other things in life like work. So there's, you know, we have to take care of ourselves and learn how to do that. So
yeah, for sure. And as people pleasers, it bleeds over into every aspect of your life. So mm-hmm. What, like she said, whether you have kids or not, or a spouse or not, somewhere someone's taking advantage.
Yeah.
And then lastly, and this is a good one, so I kind of would like to do this one sooner rather than later, but body image, body dysmorphia, because even though like Justy has had skin removal surgery, we've both lost what, 130, over 100 pounds yeah. each. But yeah, we still struggle with, you see a picture and you laser focus in on the one area that mm-hmm. isn't perfect. Well, who the yeah. fuck is perfect anyway? But right. still, even after all of that, everything that we've been through, all of the weight loss, the surgery, we both had surgery, her skin removal, me having my stomach cut. Like after all of this, everything that we put ourselves through, and we still see the one fat roll. Like what?
Yeah. Yeah, I know it's yeah, and I've noticed it for me. It's been 15 months or so since I had my surgery, so a little over a year. I'm gonna have my next one in September, I think. But I've noticed like when I first had it, I was super like, damn, look at this bitch, she's damn awesome, flat tummy, da 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 da. And I haven't gained any weight. I mean, like 8 pounds or something, so it's not like crazy, but I'm like, oh, look at this little, you know, armpit fat or whatever. And I'm like, what am I doing? Why is my brain like that? So I'm going to kind of research some ways to stop that from happening. And so that we can be proud of ourselves, even though we are, but just not let those little things get into our head.
And you know what? I'm going to say it here now. I think we have the workshop for,
motivation.
Thank you. Motivation. I couldn't find the word. We have that because that was such a hot topic and we got such great feedback from the topic that we had there, that I really feel like that should be another workshop. I think
a self-love one,
like a self-love body dysmorphia, body yeah. image mm-hmm. type of thing. Because it's even hard for us.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And we're over here like studying it, researching it, talking about it, preaching it, and we still struggle with it. So it's just mm-hmm. like, stop. You just want to like, stop. Mm-hmm. Stop doing that to yourself.
Also, it's human nature, but how do you not let that, mm-hmm. how do you not let that take over? Right. Because I catch myself like, oh, look at my back fat. And then I'm like, you know what? But you got a flat tummy and blah, 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 and a pretty smile. And you know, you have to like find all the good things. About yourself the silver lining, and just tell that bitch to shut up because she's not doing you any good. So it's the same one that's telling you to eat the extra bites and you know this and that, and you don't have to work out today. So
I had the there was one picture where I was telling Justy earlier that I had this one picture of myself, my husband, and my daughter after the three of us placed in a race that we did, and my mind went, I even said it to him, I was like, oh my god, that the only picture we have, and I have all this like fat sticking out of my arms and stuff. He's like, what, where? And I show him the picture. He's like, what are you talking about? Like, he was just mm-hmm. like, what? But me, I'm like, do you not see it? Look how disgusting I look. And he's like, what are you talking about? Like others are oblivious to it, but us, we will beat ourselves up. So it's like, we have to stop shitting all over ourselves.
Right. And accepting compliments, you know, I think that's something that we don't do either. It's like, oh, you look great, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, but this is wrong. Yeah, but that is wrong. Instead of just saying thank you know? So I think that would be a good workshop for us to do. So it looks like we got
We'll work on that one next, because I'm really proud of the first one that we did. And I think a lot of people will get use out of it, because we did have a lot of really great feedback from just talking about it in podcasts. So, but that's what's next. We have a lot of stuff lined up, because we've kind of been on hold with like sickness and travel and just life in general. So we got backed up a little, but we kept, every time we get a good topic, I'll plug it into my phone just so we have it saved. We don't forget about it later. So we got a lot of good stuff coming. So stay tuned to that. And on that note, self-love, self-care. Well, you just went to freaking Amsterdam, so there's
That was mine. I went to Amsterdam, and
I'll tell you, mine is very simple. I'm not doing anything grand, but like, you know, I got my hair cut, I got my hair colored. So I cut it, I think, before the last one that we did. We both did, ironically. We don't even live near each other anymore, but we end up with the same haircut. And then I got it colored.
Or the same nail color. We do the same nail color a lot.
But I am due, by the time we talk again, I'm gonna have a pedicure, because these puppies need it. So that's coming up. But it's just been for me, and some of my self-love, self-care is the boundaries, is saying like, no, I can't attend that, or no, I can't make that, or just like not letting, you know, somebody speak to me in a certain way. So I've had to like put some people in their places recently, and I'm a-okay with that. And that is self-love. That is 100% self-love and self-care. And so
let that jersey out, girl.
I do it lightly now, though. I do. But Isaac was like, Steph, he's like, you do realize that like you don't say anything to anybody, and then all of a sudden you blow up. I'm like, oh yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I'm well aware of what I do. Yes, I do know that. He's like, because you just save it all up for once. I'm like, yes, I do. Something I'm working on. I try not to, but I do, because I let it go, I let things slide, I let it slide, and then it's like, pump the brakes, because you're not going to treat me like that. So then I let it all out, but it's pretty funny. So yes, I have some work to do there, but I'm not letting people walk all over me. I'm not going to let you lie to me, or you know, continue getting away with dumb shit. I'm going to call you out on it.
Yeah,
so like it or don't like it.
Good. All right. Well, sounds like we have a lot to do. Hope you guys enjoyed this. Hopefully it kind of is going to make you more aware of your portion sizes and what you can do to kind of control that a little bit, whether you need to lose a lot or a little, or stay in maintenance. We will see you next time.
And shameless plug, if you haven't already, like, share, subscribe, all of that. Yes. We're trying to grow our little selves, whatever this is, our little business. It's not even a business, our little world.
We don't make money, but
we're trying to grow our world. So like, share, subscribe. We're on all podcast platforms. We're on YouTube. If you're watching us, you get to see our faces. All that. Ring the bell on there, subscribe. It's free. It's a free way to support your girls. If you like the content that we have, tell people, share it, send a link. So, you know, suggest it to people, but most importantly, just like and subscribe if you can. We greatly appreciate it.
Yes.
All right. Awesome. Well,
have a good day.
Yeah, we'll see y'all. Bye.